I've been here. I've seen our students arriving since 8:15 this morning, and there's an excitement among the corridors. And we've had some of our students are 5th year, 6th years in our ASD class and before Easter. But we have about 350, 400 students who are coming back to school for the first time since before Christmas. And you could see the excitement about meeting their friends again this morning before they went to first lesson. But I could also sense that their parents had them well warned as well too, that they need to be more aware of the virus at this time coming back. So there's an anxiousness there as well too.
Yeah, and logistically, perhaps more manageable, obviously more manageable for, you know, having 4th and 5th and a few other students in the building. You're full now, you know, so logistically it must be very, very tough. And what we can do and all we can do, I think, Kevin, and I think we as a society have to be realistic about this as well, is do as best as we can as we get our students back into a congregated setting, but in the knowledge, of course, that there is still a virus out there.
Yeah, you're right. And we are all doing as best we can since we come back in September. And from September until Christmas, it has been hugely positive. We had been preparing all along in case we had to go to an online remote teaching again. And since January, that has worked really well. But yes, we are all doing the best that we can, and we're going to continue until the end of the year. But I have to say, between students, parents, teachers, SNAs, school management in every school, and public health too, I have to say, everyone has been doing their best and has done so fantastically. And I am very hopeful now that we'll see through to the end of the year, and hopefully there won't be any rise in a significant rise in cases.
And if there is, and you know what, part of me feels that it's inevitable, you know, that you have more people out, and we could say it's the schools, or we could say it's the travel within your county, or we could say it's the increase in construction. The hope is that shortly our main focus will not be on how many cases there are, but it will be on how many people become sick, or the level of hospitalizations, or the ability of our hospitals to... I'm preparing myself for the inevitability of increased case numbers. I'm just hoping now that the vaccine rollout as it is, and as it's protecting, as we're told, the most vulnerable, that... even if we do have more cases, that it's manageable and it doesn't have that knock-on effect on the health service, is really what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Well, you're right. It is inevitable that there will be some cases. But like I said, before Christmas, we were very successful in keeping that down as much as possible. We're hoping that we're going to be able to do that with the help of parents and students themselves and being responsible. I know some restrictions are being lifted today, but, you know, very few are being lifted. The socialising is what we're hoping will not continue and spread the virus anymore.